Talk Radio.
Grind. Get what you wanna be, you know that you gotta grind.
Hey, happy Thursday, everybody. Welcome to Grindology, where we study all things professional. I am your host, Lissette Hernton. And guys, it is a wonderful, wonderful Thursday. After just having such a crazy week, I get to be the next to the last of the closeout for a TTLO for this week, guys. But the best thing about it is I get to spend it with you as we talk about all things professional. Guys, I'm telling you, today I got a treat for you. I am so extremely excited about my upcoming guest and my topic today, which is respect my grind. See, basically, guys, I want to spend a lot more time like celebrating individuals, entrepreneurs, just professionals from every industry, and just celebrate their starts, celebrate what they're doing, celebrate their talents, celebrate the things that are happening and occurring in their life. And guys, I get to do it today with one of the best young talents that I have heard, I mean, in 2020. I mean, and I'm a neo soul fan myself. I don't know about you guys, but I'm a neo soul fan. And the artist that we have today, she is phenomenal. Young girl, straight out of Iberia, Louisiana, here to just bless us today with her newly debuted video. So guys, it's just phenomenal. But before we get there, before I even bring her on, before we even get to just talking about Aname Rose, I just want to just say hi, guys. Just let you know what was going on today in my world, this week in my world professionally, guys. I mean, one of the things that I've understood about just transitions is that, you know, progress and progression, however you want to say it, and perseverance comes with pressure. That's like Peter Piper pick a pack of pickled peppers. But at the same time, it's the truth. Anytime that we're progressing to a new level, it comes with its levels of challenges. It comes with its levels of frustration. It comes with just a whole new level. I'm telling you, when you go into a certain mode, you got to pray about these things. You got to get into your routine. You got to get. I'm gonna tell you like this, guys. Real talk. There should not be anything that you're going through in your life that should have you waking up or losing sleep or waking up thinking about or waking up stressed. You should never wake up stressed. You should never wake up thinking about, issues. And you shouldn't go to sleep stressed or go to sleep, you know, with issues. But sometimes that's the progress. Sometimes that's part of your purpose, right? That's part of the process. And, guys, I'm telling you, it has just been a real challenging week. A couple of things that I just want to talk about that I learned specifically this week is that you have to, like, just be mindful over how you communicate with others. You know, you have to learn how to talk to folks. You have to learn how to effectively communicate and say what's on your mind with tact. You don't have to cuss people out. You don't have to go to the next level with people and let them have it. All you have to do is know how to effectively communicate. And I'm telling you, sometimes when you're just all in your feelings, guys, you want to say some things that you shouldn't say. That's all I'm going to say. You want to say some things that you shouldn't say. But I'm here to tell you guys that, I mean, it's just one of those things. Thank God for being God. That's all I'm going to say. Thank God for being God. Things, situations, as you're trying to pursue your purpose or progress in the things that you're called to do, sometimes that transition is stressful. I don't know anyone who has ever had a smooth transition into the next level. I just don't know. I don't know. If you have, guys, I just need you guys to just, you know, tag me. Just let me know, especially my Blog Talk Radio fans out there, my iHeartRadio fans, my Facebook Live listeners out there. Just let me know. Talk to me, console me, help me this week understand that have you ever experienced a transition without pressure? Have you ever went to the next level where you just wasn't, you know, in one of those seasons where just everything just feels like all hell is breaking loose and everything is falling apart and it just seems like nothing is going to end? But thank God for being God. That's all I got to say. Thank God for being God. So, guys, before we get kicked off, I want to take a quick break. But I'm telling you guys, I have an amazing, amazing guest today. Aname Rose, young lady out of New Iberia, Louisiana. Her and her father, I mean, she's a talented young singer, neo soul artist. And I just can't wait to just pick her brain and see, you know, how she get to be Aname Rose. Where did that come from? Where was it birthed? You know, and let's talk to Dad a little bit too and try to get some understanding of how he supports that thing. How does he support, you know, the gift that he has within his daughter? It's going to be exciting. You know, I got a lot of questions. I got a list of them. But we're going to go on a quick break, and please just stay tuned because, I mean, she's phenomenal. I can't wait to see her. I can't wait to meet her. I can't wait to show her her new video, Good Feeling. I mean, I feel like I can sing that song. You know, I feel like I can get it. But we'll be right back. My producer is telling me to keep it going. But I feel like I can, you know, get into that song. When I heard this song, guys, it had a nice groove to it. I don't know about you, but it had a wonderful, wonderful groove to it. I am a fan of Neo Soul, and I feel like this lady's voice, this young lady's voice, is so rich and so passionate. And I just can't wait to hear from her. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with Aname Rose. We'll be right back. We're back. Welcome back to Grindology, where we study all things professional. And we got a wonderful young professional who we are bringing on today, and that is Miss Aname Rose. So let me give you a little feedback about Miss Aname before we get her on here, but I'm pretty sure she's going to come in and right in between that. But Aname Rose is an R&B neo-soul artist from New Iberia, Louisiana. Rose has been singing since the age of 3 and performed on stage for the first time at 7 years old. Ever since then, Aname has made quite a name for herself, especially in her hometown. Once residents got word of her voice, and she immediately got booked for weddings, festivals, church events, birthday parties, and has sang the national anthem more than once for school functions. Her and her surrounding schools. At the age of 13, Aname decided that she wanted to pursue acting as well as singing. She started acting classes at John Robert Powers and eventually landed her first movie role in 2015. The movie is a faith-based drama that stars Rose Golden Brooks and the late Tammy Ford, and she still pursues acting till this day. A few years later, Aname got the opportunity to be on American Idol season 16, where she made it to top 70. Shortly after, she dropped a Southern hit, Swing Me, featuring New Cupid, and the song did very well and still played in the clubs and the radio today. A few months later, she decided to dive deeper into her passion by studying at Musicians Institute in Los Angeles, California, where she's getting an associate's degree in vocal program. Currently, Aname is continuing her studies and making music of her own. Look at this wonderful, talented young lady. Hi, Aname. How are you? Can you hear me? I wonder if she can hear me. Can she hear me? Can you hear me, Aname? You can hear me now? Wonderful. How are you doing, ma'am?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. It is such an honor to have you on Grindology today. I have had the opportunity to speak with your father, Kenyatta, and he is such an awesome man. Tell him I said hi. I know he's somewhere floating around there right next to you right now.
Right now. Awesome.
That's a wonderful father. So, Aname, I was just so excited. First of all, I love your video. Your video is so awesome. I love the neo-soul. I just love the feeling of it. I just love the whole ambiance of the video. I was like, oh my God. And I told your dad, I'm like, this is so quality. This is so quality. So tell me, who is Aname Rose? You know what? That's wonderful. I definitely understand that. So you have been singing since the age of three. How old are you currently? You're 21. Oh, okay, you're a young adult. So you've been singing for a long time. Tell me about the passion behind singing. Why do you love singing so much? Who can't hear you?
Oh, they can't hear me.
Yeah, we can hear you perfectly fine, hear you fine on our end too.
On our
hopefully,
end too.
Okay. So let's
continue
to
communicate,
because I know that we're
trying
to get all our channels in order here. So your dad, can you hear you now? Yeah. What platform is he listening to? Yeah,
I believe
we can.
We can
definitely hear you from Facebook. But this is what we're gonna do. We're gonna take one quick break so we can make sure that all our channels work. Cause I want to make sure that the world gets to hear Aname. Okay, like all over, everybody across every channel gets to hear this young, talented, gifted young lady. And we want to take one quick break to make sure that all our channels and our stations are good to go. And we will be right back.
So they could hear her on the Facebook feed.
No, I don't have the Facebook feed going. I just had the website.
Which website?
The Blog Radio.
Oh, the Blog Talk Radio website. Okay, got it. You're on that feed. Thank you. That's what I needed to know. And you were getting an echo too, right?
Yeah, the big echo.
Got it. Okay. All right. We can fix that. That's easy. Not a problem. So that's because this mic. So see if she can. So I'm gonna turn this mic off, because the mic on this camera is what's causing the issue. Let me on this Zoom camera here.
Okay.
Let me, because she ought to be getting the sound from. You get my book. Yeah.
Up right here, mic check, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. So you all can't hear me right now, right? No? No, I'm talking about them. They're not hearing me right now. No, they don't hear me right now. So the audio needs to be coming from somewhere else. This audio, that's the problem. We're not sharing. Hold on. Share content. Only the host can share this meeting. What? I am the host. All right, hold on. Hold on, y'all.
Hello?
Hello? Hello?
Welcome. We are back. We are back. Back in effect. Back in effect. We had to get a little bit of our engineerical issues together. But I am so glad that we did, because like I said, we cannot afford not to hear Anime and her voice. I mean, I am so thankful. Thankful so much, Anime, for just joining us. I hope everyone across every platform can hear us and get to engage with us. Come on on and hang out with us today. So like I said, Anime Rose is an R&B neo soul artist from New Iberia, Louisiana, and she has been singing since 3. Anime, thank you once again for being on. I got one question, because the segment that we're on right now is Respect My Grind. And once I heard your song, I had much respect for your grind. So what do you love about your grind, Anime? What do you love on a day-to-day about your grind?
My dad's in the corner telling me to tell you that it's Anami.
What did I say?
Anime.
I am so sorry. And he,
not,
you know
like,
what? He has checked
that,
me 20 times on this. You know what, Kenyatta? I'm sorry. He has checked me 20 times. Yesterday I told him, he was like, let me get this. And then he broke it down. I should have had put a card up or something.
Like, honestly, I was just going to like, tell you, then I was like, oh, I'll just slap away. You know, it's not me.
Thank you, ma'am.
You know.
But one of the things that I heard that was really interesting about that is that Anami is your artist name. What is your real name?
Sasha.
And why did you choose the name Anami?
Anami.
Everybody say it with me. Anami. Jesus.
It's actually really just my middle name. Like, my full name is Sasha Monet Small.
Okay.
And so my middle name is spelled M-O-N-A with like a little like an accent on the A, you know, for the Monet.
Mm-hmm.
And I kind of just rearranged the letters and then just added what needed to be added. And I always liked the name Rose, so I was just like, that's cool. So I just added it, and it just kind of became a thing. It really wasn't, like, too much, like, thought into it. It was just kind of like, I think I'm going to stage name. I don't think I want to use my name. I'm just going to make something up. But I still kind of wanted it to be a part of me. So I was like, okay, let me see what I can make out of the letters of my name. And that's what I came up with.
Wonderful. And I'm to be honest with you, baby, you have to forgive me. I am old. You know how old people are? Like, you know, I have 7 children, and I try to call them all out, and I mix them up sometimes too. So charge it to my age. I'm sorry, baby. Charge it to my age.
Okay. I'm not much of a name person myself. I'm more of a person. So, like, don't even worry about it.
I love of your spirit, Aname. Aname. So, Aname, tell me about, like, the challenges. Because, like, you know, I know that being in the music industry and, like, you know, being in American Idol and being, like, the top 70, what did that feel like?
I feel like it feels good. I mean, I think for anyone who is in an audition from American Idol, I feel like, you know, they should remember that it's a show first. It's a reality show first. So just keep that in mind and do with that statement as you, you know, as you wish. But it's a reality show first, then it's a singing competition. So I feel like one of my biggest challenges is probably just being more outspoken. I'm a very, like, I'm very to myself. I'm kind of like the person at the party who sits in the corner and just watches other people, still having fun, but just observing, you know? So I feel like it's being more outspoken and, I would say just not being too hard on myself. I feel like we live in a society, where people are just constantly like thinking that they have to be busy. That does not work for me. It doesn't work for a lot of people. And that's why people are stressed out and have all these, you know, mental, you know, health issues and things like that, because nobody wants to rest. And
You ministering to me right now.
If anything, one thing that I have learned is that rest is super important to get other things done. I can't function when I'm tired. I've tried that, you know, it doesn't work. So if anything, it's just not being so hard on myself. And I feel like another thing too is people don't want to rest because they feel like they're not being busy.
Yes.
And it's okay not to be busy, but that's a feeling that you have to kind of get over. So it's just not being too hard on myself and finding, you know, a good balance between, you know, like putting in work, but then also like yes, you absolutely can turn in early for the night, or if you want to go to the movies with your friends, you know, one day during the week or whatever, you can absolutely do that.
Yeah.
So definitely. I feel like there's some little things to figure out.
That is
but,
so amazing.
I mean, getting there.
That is so amazing, and I really appreciate that because, like, you know, I'm one of those people. I'm always on the go, always in and out. So, like, you know, that is very rich coming from, you know, such a young lady as yourself, who, you know, in your age group, you guys like to always engage, like to socialize, always
yeah.
like to, you know, be, you know, part of in, engaged in your teams and your groups and your cliques and stuff.
Yeah.
So, like, you know, just to have that, you know, that notion that, you know, I have to take a rest, you know. So what do you do when you're resting?
Honestly, I'll read a book. I have, like, there are, like, three different types of books I read. I'm like, or rather, yeah, three different types of books, I guess you could say. So, like, a self-help book, I really like those, like, you know, kind of like going into the mind, things like that. Conspiracy theorist books, that's what they call it, but you know,
those,
each its own, you know, whatever they say about that. And then I do like a little bit of fiction. I think it's important to use your imagination. I feel like that's where a lot of creative ideas come from, so you have to be, you know, you gotta play a little bit, you know.
Definitely So tell me, Aname.
I got it right.
What and who inspires you? Like, where do you get your inspiration from?
I feel like there are different levels to inspiration. I feel like I don't get my inspiration from just one particular person or one particular thing. I feel like a lot of things inspire me. Road trips inspire me. You know, right now I'm in Mississippi because of, you know, the hurricane in Louisiana.
Yes,
so,
your father told me. I was like,
yeah.
Wow. So, like, during that road trip. So, how long is the trip from Louisiana to Mississippi?
I'm in Gulfport, so it was 3.5 hours, I think.
Oh, okay.
I don't think it was that. It's not that far.
But,
yeah, road trips. I feel like, I mean, I love road trips. I feel like that's the best time to think.
Yeah.
Road trips, obviously, my parents inspire me, you know. I have friends that inspire me. And just people in general, when you see people just doing well for themselves and, you know, that they're coming from just a positive place, you know, that's inspiring, you know,
that's
just to see people doing what they love and see people, making the most out of life and out of the situation. All that is inspiring.
That is definitely awesome, awesome. Like, when it comes to, like, right now with everything going on, like, with Black Lives Matter and, you know, everybody wants to say, like, everybody lives matter. But what matters to Aname?
What matters to me? I feel like overall, the one thing that matters to me is just figuring out what life is. And I feel like that for everyone, for every aspect of it, like just what it means in general. Like, you know, like, are we taking life too serious? Are we not taking it serious enough? You know, like, we're like, what are we supposed to be doing right now? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, I ask those kind of like abstract questions like all the time. But I guess those things, you know, kind of matter to me. And obviously, like the things that people would normally list, you know, like family obviously matters to me, my friends, Black Lives Matter, obviously, I'm a Black person. Things like that, the things that people would obviously say, you know, matter to them, all those things matter. But I think about all the bigger things, you know, in life.
Wonderful.
You know, like, what does that mean? You know?
Yeah. You know what? You sound like one of those young, like at 2 years old, you were thinking about these things when you were 3 and 2 years old. Like, I'm pretty sure people had told you, like this baby is grown before a year. Because to be 21 and to have that, you know, those type of thought processes is, you know, amazing. Even considering, you know, the comparison to, like, your peers and your generation, it's like it seemed like you had time. I just want to tell your dad he has done such an amazing job over there, and while he's cheering you on and making sure we get everything right on our end. So tell me, what do you have going on now? What does Aname have going on right now? What projects, songs? What do you got on your plate?
So obviously you all know about Good Feeling. It's a new single that came out in August, and I really am proud of it. I feel like this is the first song that I've ever released that sort of tells who I am. I feel like maybe the other songs that I've released, I sort of just did them just because, you know, just to have fun. But I feel like this EP that's coming up in the single, Good Feeling, it just means a lot to me, and it sort of just portrays like where I'm at right now in life, and all the lyrics and everything, they were written by me, and they just mean a lot, you know. It's kind of, I just kind of took some parts from my journal,
yeah,
and kind of, you know, put it in a song.
Well,
so.
I love the song Good Feeling. I'm like, that is going to be on my playlist. I'm just letting you know.
Thank you.
It's one of those things that has a groove to it, and just to think that you actually, you know, you wrote that song, and like you said, it's just one of those things that, you know, came out of your journal, and, you know, and it was coming from the heart. So, like, tell me about that video. Tell me about that cute boy that you had in the video. Like, is that your bae? Is that your, you know, is that your friend?
No.
I don't want Kenyatta over there to talk about, no, she doesn't have any bae. She has no time for bae.
Actually, like, so I know my daddy is, like, so supportive of like the whole boyfriend thing. I find that he asks me way too often if I'm like talking to somebody. I'm like, no. He's like, well, why not? And he's like, well, have you checked out this person? I'm like, you know, that's odd that you're asking these questions. But he's really supportive in every area of my life. But no, I mean, actually, the guy in the video, the day before the music video, because everything kind of happened quickly. I didn't really have a lot of time.
Really?
Because of COVID, I had to move out of my apartment in L.A. because I was really only living in the apartment for school purposes. And so I was just going to go ahead and move out and move back to Louisiana for a little while. And I basically had, like, a week to film the video, get somebody to film it, get a person to play in the video, all that stuff. And so I basically searched up the hashtag on Instagram, male actors, and he popped up, and I was like, oh,
okay.
And so I just DM'd him, and I'm like, hey, like, are you available to do this music video tomorrow. You know, I can send you the music, so you can get the vibe and everything. And he was like, yeah, sure.
He's that's
cute,
all they say,
but we actually really didn't vibe, I feel like. You know, I mean, you know, people are cute, but you need to be, I'm at the age now where you have to be a little bit more than cute for me to be like.
I know that's right. You got
to
be more than cute. You know, you got
to
feel the vibe. You got to feel the vibration.
So that's basically, I mean, the beige cashmere were the people that filmed for me. They were very great, super professional. And we got it done. You know, we filmed for the day, and then editing obviously took a little bit longer. But you know, it came out. And then the weather was actually not as sunny as I wanted it to be that day. But we worked with it. You know, so but yeah, it turned out really good. I really like it. I'm proud of it.
I am so happy, and that's why we're going to play your video, Aname.
I was gonna see if you're.
You know I'm getting there. I need kudos. Tell Kenyatta I need kudos for this, okay? Like, I'm going to put it in. And you know what? He told me, he was like, I normally spell it A and then N-A-W-M-A-Y so people can understand. Tell Kenyatta, don't beat me up. Don't beat me up, Kenyatta. Aname. Oh, my God. So we're going to play your video. And, I mean, guys, this is a wonderful video. We have all the bells and whistles. We got all the good formula of a neo-soul hit. I mean, she got the vibe going, even though she wasn't. But I can't tell that you weren't vibing with him. I'm just saying,
we were just acting. That's why.
I mean, that was a good act.
Actor.
I couldn't. I wouldn't have been able to act like that. I'm sorry. I wouldn't have been able to do that. I'm like, you know, if I'm not feeling you, I couldn't be just sitting there smiling in your face. You know, like just having that whole thing,
it
and then
wonderful.
Like when it's cut, you like, okay. Be gone.
it was really awkward at first. We started out with the apartment scene, you know, like, so we had to be like very close to each other. There was like that weird moment where we were just looking at each other like, you ready to do this? Or like,
I can imagine that. Cause like in the beginning of the video, you guys are like laying face to face,
like
it's like the morning glow coming over, and then you guys are like staring eye to eye, like, you know, you were happy to wake up. That was good acting. See, but that's where all that acting came from. And like, tell me about that as well. Like, tell me about like your acting career. Is that something that you're pursuing head on as well with your singing?
I feel like that aspect of life has sort of been something that's been off and on. I feel like if somebody needs me to act, then I'll pull out a few monologues and I'll just practice and be ready for whatever it is.
Because you was ready. You was on point with that. You could not have, like, told me that he wasn't your bae. Like, that's all I was just like. Like, I wanted to get
crazy.
I wanted to get in the groove. I, you know, wanted to open up and look my husband in the eyes and, you know, and play the song. Now, you know.
And the crazy thing is, like, we didn't even talk today. I have no idea where he's at. I have no clue what he's doing or where he's at. It was really just for the day. And then that was it. I think I emailed him. I texted him, like, a few days after. And I was like, hey, this video is done. Do you want to see it? And he was like, yeah. And then we kind of talked about that. And then that was it. And we never talked. Since then.
Well, you know what?
Wow.
Kudos to the actor. He came in, he did his job, you know, and hey, he did it well. He did it well. So we're going to play Aname. If I say it again.
Aname.
Everybody say it with me.
Aname.
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 That's what it is. That's what I got to be in that. I'm gonna write it 50 times. Kenyatta is gonna make me write it 20 times on a notebook and pronounce it and spell it. I'm telling you, if I was in a pronunciation test, I'd have failed that a long time ago. Aname Rose, good feeling. We're going to play this right here on Grindology. I'm telling you guys, you're going to love it. You're going to love every bit of it. Here we go. Go Kenyatta, but you know, I just had my little, you know, notes on it, but I got it. Aname Rose, oh my god, man, that I'm like, now I'm sitting here and I'm looking at the video and I'm trying to look at your facial expressions, trying to see if I can just like catch the nah vibe, like Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes. Well, it was phenomenal. It's like I just love it. I just love the whole, you know, ambiance of the song. It has a wonderful groove. Guys, let me tell you, if you want to get more engaged with Aname Rose, please go to www.anamerose.com. Her website is actually posted on Grindology's Facebook page. We are going to big up this video, big up her career, guys, because she is a diamond in the rough. And I can't say anything else but respect her grind. That's all I can say. Respect her grind. I mean, she's been in the game. Her dad is supporting her. And I just can't wait to see more from you, Aname. I really can't. So tell me this. What's your family life? Are you the only child?
Before I even answer that,
parents
they can't hear me again. So.
After the song, it went low.
After the song, it's low. It's they can't hear me.
Yeah, I think we were making that adjustment. You should be good now.
Can you hear me now? I'm saying something.
Can you hear now?
No, it can't hear me.
Yeah, so we made the adjustment. So tell me.
Okay. Got it? Okay. I am not an only child.
Okay, awesome.
I have a brother. Mm-hmm. He is 15 years old. I don't know if he's tuning in right now, but if he is, just pretend I never said this, but he is very smart. He's very, very intelligent. He is a gamer.
I'm a Call of Duty fan, so tell him I'm a gamer myself. So tell him I'm a Call of Duty fan. If he's a Call of Duty fan, you guys can tell Kenyatta to inbox me his gamer tag so I can kill him.
Okay, he does that all day, but he's super, super intelligent. He has straight A's in school and stuff. He already knows college he wants to go to MIT. He's already made that very clear.
All right, and what's his name?
Tyson, with a K.
Tyson?
With a K, K-Y-S-O-N.
Tyson. Okay, now I can get that.
Yeah.
Hey, Tyson!
But he is super sweet. Yeah, but he's still a brother though sometimes. So
yeah, that's how brothers are. I tell you, they I have seven. So sibling rivalry is definitely a primary in my house. So I can definitely understand that. So let's talk to Mr. Kenyatta. Is he behind the scenes? Is he got a camera up or something? He can't come to the screen.
Come pull up a chair.
For me.
Yeah, look, he's so excited. Look, he's so excited. Oh my god, I wish I could take a picture of this right now.
I'm not gonna be able to hear you, but
like, that's how fathers are.
I'm so excited. There you go.
Mr. Kenyatta.
Hey.
How are you doing, sir? Don't ding me for saying Aname, it's Aname. You have coached me. I think I should have stayed on the phone with you another 30 minutes in order to get that thing down packed.
I even broke the syllables down for you yesterday.
Remember I broke the syllables down for you?
Yes, you did. And I'm like, I should have had my note card ready in front of me. I was so ill prepared for that. I promise you. So, but I'm going to say her name. I'm going to say your name every day now. Aname. I'm going to say your name every Thursday on the show. Aname. 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 I'm going to say your name every Thursday on the show because, I mean, I'm telling you. Anywho. Anywho. And then he did. I think he jinxed me. I think he jinxed me because I had said, I said your name right before the show. And then he's like, watch you say her name wrong. And I'm like, don't jinx
okay,
me like that. And
better.
He jinxed me.
Better.
He jinxed
Everyone
me.
Everyone messes it up, pretty much. Everyone
That's okay, though. I'm going to tell you this, Aname. People are going to know your name, and they're going to be able to say that thing right in a minute. I'm
Thank
telling you.
You.
I swear. So, Kenyatta, tell me, you know, about this. Like, you are your, you know, you are your daughter's biggest supporter. You know, you're investing the time, the energy, and everything to make sure that she, you know, fulfills what she's called to do. Like, what does that feel like to you as a father?
I mean, it feels good. It doesn't feel like work, even though. I mean, I have a busy job. I'm a supervisor on my job, and I have another job where I do some counseling. So I'm a busy person, and I find time to implement part of my day all day. And a lot of times, I'm really like, you know, I think the normal person would be really overwhelmed, and sometimes I am, but. I mean, it's so much fun and it's fulfilling because it's my daughter. And when you believe in someone, like I believe in her and I believe in her talent, I mean, you know, it sometimes I'm falling asleep at the computer at the laptop. I'm in my bed and my head's going down and I'm trying to, you know, get some things done. And it just, you know, I just keep going because I believe in what she has, you know.
And that is definitely amazing, and definitely shout out to you for being that father who invests in the dreams. Because sometimes we get to as parents we want to see our children just do what is safe, right? Like go to school, become a doctor, or go to school and learn computers because computer and technology is what's really happening right now. But for you to definitely engage with Aname in that aspect of I'm going to help you pursue your dream and your calling, I mean, that is definitely amazing. So what do you do? Because Aname said that rest is important, and by you having multiple jobs, what do you do to rest?
When
you like
when?
When?
Oh shit! I mean, listen. When it's like they take a battery out of my back at night. I mean, I literally fall asleep. I mean, my wife will tell you they all laugh at me. They've been in the room. I mean, my kids and they've been in the room where. It's been noisy, and I'm out.
Dad is on the chair, like, knocked out like this.
Right. I'm going. I mean, when it's time to go to sleep, I'm sleeping. And that's it.
That's it. I definitely, understand that. So, like, from what I'm understanding also in our previous conversation, you have your own management company as well, correct?
Yeah, I wanted to, people have been telling me for years to really take Aname's career as a business. And, you start learning things as you go. But, I've recently done that last few months. I've created Kennery Management. And I've created that because, I really don't feel no one will have the biggest drive and push behind her than me.
That is
true. We have worked with other people before, and it really didn't work, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm.
And I just find that, I know my intentions. I know that at the end of the day, I'm not being paid for it. You know, it's a labor of love, and you know, the payment for me is her success at the end of the day. I just want her to be successful, to be able to do what she loves doing. You know, and that brings me joy, and that's, you know, that's the payment of it. You know, I'm not looking for a big payday. No
yeah.
one else will have that perspective but me.
Yeah.
You know, everyone else will, I'm not saying that they won't help her, but everyone else will be also looking for something else.
That's exactly
me.
Right. That's the only gift that, you know, you can have is having your father manage your business affairs, is to know that, you know, he's doing it from, you know, a great place in his heart to want to see you get to those, you know, next levels, versus, you know, when you get to that point where you have all these people on staff and, you know, they're there to get a check. So that's part of the process and part of the business. But I love the start. Like, how do you, like, you know, knowing that, you know, Aname is, you know, she had her apartment in Los Angeles, she was going to school in Los Angeles, and, you know, and going in and out of this particular industry, like, where do you, you know, how do you keep her, you know, kind of like aligned? But for one, let me say this, I feel like she's pretty aligned by herself, like, she can really, like, you know, go ahead and ride this thing, but as a father, how do you keep her kind of like balanced?
It's really easy with her, because she is not, and I am not just saying this because you're here, but I mean, people that know her, that really know Sasha, besides Aname, will tell you that she has always been, I guess she's easy to raise, but she's never been into the drama of life. You know what I'm saying? I mean, she was always, you go to parent-teacher conference meetings, and you walk in, and the teacher, okay, and who's your daughter? Sasha. Oh my God. You know, we just love her, and thank you for raising such a good daughter. Thank you for being so supportive. And, I mean, I've always heard that, you know, you worry about a small city girl going to a big city like Los Angeles because,
yeah.
you know, it's all sorts. But I worry more. Sasha is such a good-hearted person, you know, that, you know, I worry more about that. She'll go in. There's so many homeless people. I'm just worried she'll go in, just go do something heartfelt and, you know, just make a mistake. But in terms of guys or those type of things, you know, she's really grounded and really, I've laid game to her. I've been laying game to her, me and her uncle and cousins, and we've been giving her game for years.
Oh, yeah, God. She got a good backing. That means that she got some.
Ninth grade,
she got some,
actually. I'll never forget it.
And
it's ninth grade.
A real game. Like, this is how it is. This is how it's going to be.
Like, this is what it is,
what
period.
Tell you.
That lets you know she
Loyola.
Got some. She got some goons on deck. That's all you need, Aname. All
Loyola,
you need is goons on deck.
And
that's all.
That's it. And listen, she went to Loyola in New Orleans, and I think they won. The first week, she said, this guy came up to me, and boy, she's a fresh, you know, fresh meat, you know. And man, he was spitting the game, and boy, she tore him down real quick. And boy, that made me feel good.
I love it. So, I mean, I know that we're coming to the close of our show, but I am like I'm so excited. I could talk all day, but I know that you guys, you know, have to get back to your day to day and, you know, and make this music thing happen. And thank you so much for the opportunity to be able to play your video. And I'm going to keep it on lock, if that's okay with you guys, right here on Grindology. But my last question before we close out is, Aname, what do you want to tell others who are considering launching into this same industry?
I would say it's really important to have a good foundation, whatever that means to you, like whatever makes you feel grounded. I think personally, it's just like knowing what you want out of life and knowing generally like what kind of life you want to live, like what do you want to represent. Because if you don't know that, you're kind of going to be all over the place, and it's going to be really easy for people to influence you. So you kind of, you have to know like what you want. You have to know who
yes.
you are. You have to be and be positive about it. You know, you can't be on the fence. And you know, and just have confidence in yourself. I always tell people that like there are a lot of singers in the industry right now who don't have good voices. You know, like they're not as talented, but they're really confident, and that's why they are where they are. And there are so many, you know, singers that I've gone to school with at MI, you know, other people that I've met throughout the years, and they're so talented, but they just don't have a lot of confidence. And so, you know, they kind of stall themselves. And that's something I'm personally, you know, trying to grow out of myself as well. But I feel like those are the main things that you should just keep in mind, you know?
That is so, that's real 100 right there. Because like you said, you know, you got to have a foundation one, and you got to know who you are, you know, and you got to have confidence in who you are. I'm telling you, that spans across this industry and every other industry as you're trying to create or establish a business or brand or, you know, whatever you're called to do. Those are really, really great words. Kenyatta, like, what do you want to tell others who are considering launching into this industry or have children who want to launch into this industry?
I would say, you know, I mean, if you can catch them young and notice their talent, there's even things about her that I shoot myself in the foot now, because it's like, man, should have put in piano lessons at 5, should have had a guitar lesson, you know. It's like, had I known she would be this type of musician, you know, I would have done that. But, you know, I would just say try to recognize their talent outside of just being a parent. First thing I did was ask someone that I respected in music, what do you think?
Yeah.
Do you think she can sing when she was really young? And they gave me their opinion, though, because, you know, you don't want to look at it from parent eyes, you know, because we all think our children are the best, you know.
Yeah.
So even if they can't sing, we think they can sing, you know. So I wanted to know what other people thought. And just get behind them as hard as you can and push them and put them, you know, in the best situation that you can put them in. And then I'd say, you know, just make that push. I mean, there's, again, listen, I wish I would have moved to L.A. when Mommy was in high school. Because, I mean, knowing everything that I know now, I wish I had put more effort behind her even earlier.
You know what? But I can definitely say that you guys are at the right place at the right time now. And I mean, and I just thank you so much for your transparency in that, Kenyatta, because, like, you know, for us as parents, that's what happens. You know, like, we go through those processes and we see our kids, you know, doing certain things that, like, maybe not conducive to what our vision would be for them at that particular time. And you're like, oh, you know, you're just singing, or, oh, you're just, believe me, I have a 22-year-old. When he was in school, he used to always draw in his notebook. He never would do his homework, but every time I look on his notebooks, it was like a transformer or some kind of Power Ranger or something in his notebook.
Oh, wow.
And then finally, he's a concept artist, like, you know, and it's like when you look at him now and he's doing, you know, concept work and drawing, you know, characters for video games, you're like, where was I at that particular time when,
right.
You know, I remember when he was drawing in his notebook and that's the only thing he was focusing on, but it was a seed of his gift. And just to see it now, you're like, oh, wow. You know, if I would have caught it, you know, ahead of time, I probably would have just pushed him on into, you know, some type of school that was conducive to that. So parents out there who have young children, just like Kenyatta said, it's important for us to catch that gift. Our kids, whatever God has called our children to have, is already a seed planted inside of them. And it's our job to identify that seed and pull it out of them and nurture it and do what we're called to do as parents. I really appreciate that. Really, really appreciate
that. And also one thing to add to that, I'm glad that you brought that up about, you know, like parents, like being aware of what their kids, you know, like to do. I feel like, especially in music, it's very, I mean, anything artistic, nowadays, you know, parents are like, oh, it's just a hobby.
Yeah.
Or, oh, you just like to play drums for a hobby. Take your kids. It can happen to anybody.
Yeah.
I mean, literally, your kid could be worth, like, millions of dollars. And
yeah,
you're, like, steering them in the wrong direction because you think it's a hobby. Like, don't do that. It doesn't matter what it is, even if it's not, you know, music. Even if it's, like, they like to take pictures or something like that. Like, you know, kids are, especially if they start, like, super young, like, 7 or 8 kids,
yeah,
know what they want at a young age. You know, it's not just when they're in high school. If anything, we don't know what we want when we're in high school. So
that's real.
So always,
now that's
so always believe your kids, you know, when they say it. And, you know, obviously, you know, it'll probably change. But, you know, when they say they want to do something, they probably really want to do it. So just believe them.
Definitely. I mean, I definitely take those words. As a parent, I take those words to heart, and I just really appreciate all the good job that you guys are doing as a team. And I'm just so looking forward to seeing what God is going to do in your life and, like, you know, and see you get there. And then I can say, she was on my show. She was on my show. And look at her now. Look at that baby now. But I am definitely proud of where you are as a young artist. You know, kudos to Kenyatta, your dad, for, you know, stepping in there and doing what he needs to do. And blessings to your family. I want you guys to stay safe. And I just pray that, you know, the hurricane does not bring any damage to your surroundings, to nothing. So you go home, be able to go home without a spot or a blemish in your dwelling. That I can definitely just pray for you guys. But just thank you so much. Like I said, Aname, I will keep you locked. I did
thank
say
you.
It right? I did. Like, I'm getting it. And I was like in a row, like I'm back to back with it. I'm telling you, I'm gonna get it. You know, I might be 60 or 70 years old one day, and I'm gonna call you Aname. But you gonna remember me. Remember me. Jesus. I was thinking about the Japanimation anime. That's what my mind was. I'm sorry.
Oh gosh. Okay.
Yeah, I was.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I love anime. Japanimation is a
but the thing is I know what she means. So I know where she's coming from.
I thought it was kind of spicy when I thought about it in my head of what it was. I was like, yes, that's like an exotic word for anime. Yes, I was like, and I just, but baby, I know your name now, Aname. So
right,
I'm so happy about that. I'm sorry, Keanu, what'd you say?
I gotta do my managerial duty. Follow her on Instagram.
Oh.
At Aname Rofi. These are things that matter.
Yes, that's
Aname
exactly.
Rose, Facebook, like Aname Rose. YouTube, that's huge. They don't understand in the industry, you have to have followers.
Yes.
That's what the industry respects you when they see people are following.
Yes.
So we need you to follow.
Not just following me, but also engaging. So.
Following and engaging.
Because
yeah.
It's about followers. It's really about the engagement. So
right.
If you love me, then you will like my pictures.
Go and like.
And watch my videos.
That's
do you
it.
Want to support an Aname Rose? You go and you get on social media. You get on YouTube. You stream her song. You buy her song. Good Feeling has,
yes.
I think, over 30,000 streams in just 1 month.
Oh, wow.
You know,
oh, that's
really
amazing.
Good. That's amazing, yeah. So
that is amazing.
Well. Kay has been off the chain. I mean, it's been crazy.
See, that's
so,
that's exactly how it's supposed to be. See, that's why your dad do what he do. You know, that's why he is the manager. You know, he keeps it all in perspective and make sure that it's about business. That's what I'm talking about. Big up, Kenyatta. So I'll make sure that I post all your social media taggings on Grindology. You forever have a home here. And, guys, you know, I mean, I have 2 cents. Worth of followers, but what I have is definitely yours, and you know, and I just wish you guys the best. So once again, like I said, I'll keep you guys on lock. I, you know, enjoyed our. You can stream the song on YouTube. Yeah, it's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Or you can follow her on www.anamerose.com. because it's, you know, it's her songs there. You can take a look at everything. And them beautiful pictures. I was like, man, them pictures was on lock. I was like, okay. You know, with the hair all over the place. I said, Nessie, that's good. That's good. That was some, some wonderful shots. Wonderful shots. But thank you guys so much for your time. Thank you so much for what you do. I'm going to always support you guys, and I'm going to definitely lock down Aname Rose right now on Grindology. Respect her grind all day, guys. And I'm helping you.
Take the limits off. Dude.